Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. This is your host, Dave Schrader, again, along with me, my co-host and producer, Tim Dennis.
Idly diddly do.
How you doing, Timmy?
I'm doing good.
We got a guest coming up here, kind of a neat guy. I got the chance to actually hear him a couple weeks back talking about his experiences with UFOs and aliens. And James, I apologize in advance. I know I'll probably butcher your last name. It's James Gilliland?
Yes, it is.
All right. Hey, I pulled it off. Well, James, welcome to the show this evening.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Now, James is a bit of an alien expert and a UFO expert, Tim. He's had some amazing things happen in his life. Now, first off, let's give your website for people listening so that way they can go check it out if they're interested while we're talking.
Okay, it's www.eceti.org.
Okay, and you can flip around on his site. You can see the information about him. You can see information and pictures that he's been able to take on his, is it a ranch, would you call it? Or
yeah, it's a 70-acre ranch right at the base of Mount Adams. It's next to the Yakima Reservation.
Okay. Now, how long have you been at this location?
A little over 20 years.
20 years, and when did you first start to notice this phenomenon going on?
I'd say, well, it's been going on all my life, even as a kid, but okay. Up here intensely the past 10 years.
All right, now let's go ahead and tell people a little bit about yourself and what exactly happens to you and what is the phenomenon that keeps following you around?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, it happened, a lot of the major things happened after I had a near-death experience at about the age 25, and I had a drowning and went through the tunnel that everybody talks about and end up in just this golden white light of pure bliss, and had a conversation going on with what I call the source or whatever. And ever since I returned from that drowning experience, I've had kind of what I'd call an interdimensional mind. I've been able to access other planes and dimensions and things of that nature. But that followed about probably a 30-year journey into studying with a lot of different masters and yogis and teachers of that nature. And I was on a very intense spiritual journey when this happened. And I started, about halfway into it, I started having contact with these, I call them ultra-dimensionals. They're very spiritually and technologically advanced beings that, you know, a lot of people would call ETs. I'd rather call them the greater family of man. They're not the little grays or the little black-eyed guys or the reptilian ones that people talk about. These are a much more advanced form of humanity, you might say.
Now, do the grays and the little lizard guys exist? I mean, do you believe they exist?
Yeah, they exist. It's best to avoid them.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, what the ultra-dimensional, are they... Are they just a shade off of our dimension? Are they light years ahead of us? Are they actual galactic travelers coming from the different parts of the universe, or what exactly are they?
That's the hard thing to pigeonhole this whole thing, because you've got time traveling capabilities, you have interstellar craft, and then you have interdimensional craft. So it's all going on at once, and it's very hard to understand this phenomenon unless you can rise to the occasion and expand your own consciousness and then it becomes more and more available to you as to what's really going on. But the bottom line, we're really multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum. And we think we're just these bodies and these personalities, but there's so much more to us. Once we transcend the body and the personality and get into the more spiritual realms, we find out that there's all these other planes and dimensions and realities, and they're inhabited. You know, they're full of life.
So is it your thoughts then that when you pass away, we don't necessarily go to a heaven or a hell, we just move on to the next dimension, or we have an unlimited availability to all dimensions?
It's pretty unlimited. A lot of it depends on your consciousness.
Okay.
Your consciousness determines where you go in your next understanding, and a lot of people, if your consciousness is filled with a lot of guilt and unworthiness and problems of that nature, you have a very dense frequency or vibration. You don't go too far up the vibrational continuum. But the more love and joy and bliss you have in your life, and the more knowledge you've gained about the rest of the universe, and you're aware of these other planes and dimensions, the further you can go up the continuum.
So do you believe maybe these ultra-dimensional characters that you're dealing with might be passed on spirits that have just moved on to the next level or many levels ahead?
I would not want to say they're just passed on beings. They're beings that... The best way to explain it is that we have these bodies down here that are dense physical, and there's less dense physical bodies that are just out of our frequency that we are not aware of. They're just in a different plane or dimension, you might say. And there's some beings that have less dense physicals. There's some beings that have just an energy body. There's some beings that have a magnetized light body, and there's other beings that are just pure consciousness. So there's, when you go up the vibrational continuum, you realize there's whole civilizations living on these other planes and dimensions, and they have their technologies and their worlds that go along with that frequency, you might say.
Okay. Now, you had said you want to stay away from the little grays and the lizard men. How do you make that, can you make the conscious decision, hey, I just don't want to deal with them so they don't exist to me, or?
Well, if you're only using 10% of your brain and you're not aware of who you really are, you can be manipulated. And there's a lot of problems that come with that area. There's agreements that were made, even with our own government, with some of the lower, I call them the lower contacts, you might say. But hopefully we've learned from that experience. I know a lot of the government has realized they've made some real mistakes there, and even at that time period, it was, way back in time, they had a choice to work with the benevolent ones who pretty much told them that they would have to align and become more peaceful and harmonious with each other and the environment. And then they'd give them the technology, and then they had some lesser evolved ETs that said, we'll just give you the technology now in a trade for genetics, and some other resources. And they took the wrong path. They went with the other ones and would just give them the technology right away, and hopefully they've learned from that experience.
James, I have a quick question for you. I was watching a special on the History Channel this mm-hmm. afternoon, and it had to do with UFOs in the White House.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe you have some insight from talking to these beings. Do you have any insight as to which president knows more about what's happened as far as negotiations? Because in this special, they were talking about how George Sr., or the first George Bush, was the head of the CIA for many years, mm-hmm. and that a lot of the secrets lie with him. And the thought on the special was that our current president, President Bush, has a lot of the same cabinet as his father because they contain a lot of the secrets. Mm-hmm. And they also went on to say that President Clinton tried to kind of open the book on some of this classified information and say, see, there is no, there is no aliens. Uh-huh. And if there were, I'd want to find out about it. Do you have any insight as far as that situation goes? Do the Bushes actually know more than what they're letting on?
Of course they do. They know more, and they know about the past history, and they're actually pretty fearful about the new history that's about to be created. With the more benevolent ones.
And what is this new history?
Well, we're getting close to a point where we're going to be making contact with the more benevolent ones. You might say the contract with the negatives has run out, and they're pretty much being escorted out of this area and their influence as well. So it's that time frame is pretty much coming to a close, and we're moving into a new point in our evolution where we're going to be, you know, raising to a new consciousness, you might say a new frequency, and it's opening the door to contact with the more benevolent ones. And a lot of the people that have been in cahoots with the more negative agenda know this, and they're not feeling real secure right now, you might say.
Does this have a lot to do with the 2012 theory?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It's part of that. It's from now on, basically, you're going to see a major quickening on every level. Even the Earth is going to be moving through a lot of changes, and there's going to be a lot of cleanup and a lot of reality checks, you might say.
Help us out, James. There's a lot of people that are just tuning in for the first time, and they have an interest in aliens, have an interest in the stuff that's going on. What does quickening mean?
Well, there's a vibrational lifting, you might say, or quickening. The best way to explain it is that even our scientists now are talking about, you know, these massive solar cycles we're going into. We're moving into cycle 24 in 2007, and they're saying it's going to be 50% stronger than the last solar cycle we went into. And a lot of people don't understand what these cycles are about, and it's about a grand shift that we're going into, and the sun is the first thing that we're aware of that's reacting to this shift. It's our whole heliosphere is moving to a new place in the universe. And the leading edge of our heliosphere, or our solar system, as it's moving through the universe, is actually lighting up with about 1,000 times more light. And that is creating atmospheric changes. The planets are 3 times brighter. All these changes are going on. And one of the main things that's happening is we're having massive coronal mass ejections and solar flares that are hitting the planet. And what these do is, the first thing they do is they hit your bioelectric fields around your body, and they create a quickening, you might say, or an acceleration, and people have to rise in frequency to match the new frequencies, which means they have to let go of the past and the old wounds and traumas and a lot of the old nonsense they're carrying around. And you'll see a lot of emotional outbursts, people getting real high in energy and then shifting into a lethargic state. And you know, Stanford University did research with that on monkeys. When they did fluctuations in the magnetic fields, monkeys would go from comatose to self-mutilation. And you know, we have a choice. We can either act like monkeys, or we can rise above it and say, hey, there's a major event going on, and we just have to float with this shift, you know, and let go of the lower frequency energies that are in our fields.
Now, I know that you mentioned that the planets are getting brighter. Mm-hmm. Do you think that has something to do with the fact that now they think that they found another planet that just beyond Pluto that they think might be as big as Saturn? Is that because now this thing's aligning and it's lighting things up a lot more, so they're starting to take notice of it? I mean, because how could we have gone this far and not seen another planet?
Yeah, that might be why we've recognized it, because it has been lit up by these new energies. The other part of this is the other aspect of these intense increase in solar activity is that you're going to see real severe weather. I mean, your news was a segue, you know, going into this, where you're going to see an increase in tornadoes and massive hurricanes and a lot of shifts, because the planet's overheating right now. And all this energy is going into the poles, and it's creating heat and pressure and it's creating, you know, weather anomalies, real erratic weather. And right now, the El Nino has already started up. It started up early, and up where we live up north, we're in Washington. We've got whales coming up here already, which are 2 months ahead of schedule. So the dolphins are all heading north right now. There's all these incredible events happening that's showing us that there's major changes.
So it's not the greenhouse effect. We can go on using our antiperspirant sprays too. It's the aliens, man. It's all changing.
Well, what it is that it's a natural cycle that's occurring that's aggravated by man, you might say.
Okay.
That's the best way to explain it.
Now, with the aliens or ultra-dimensional, are they coming from planets in our solar system? I mean, you know, Mars, Pluto, Jupiter, Venus, are they in one of those cycles, or are they coming from outside of our universe?
Some are coming from, they have bases there, you know. There's bases on the Moon and Mars. We've been there since the 70s, you know, with our little black project. But there's been a combination effort going on there. But a lot of the beings coming in right now are coming in from other systems, you might say. They're coming in from the Pleiades system. Where there's a large influx coming in from there. There's the Orion system. There's the Andromedan system and the Sirian system. All these systems now, it seems like they're all paying attention to Earth right now in this birthing process that we're going through. So that's why the activity has increased so much as far as the sightings and you know, the world sightings has just escalated through the roof lately.
Are we under a threat from these beings?
You know, the biggest threat we're under is ourselves,
okay.
Basically. I think the biggest threat that we're dealing with right now is greed.
Well, if they see that we're destroying ourselves or we're causing all this trauma and they don't mean us harm, why don't they just make themselves known to the world and say, hey, we're not here to help, you know, hurt you, we're here to help you?
That is on the books. Actually, that is going to be happening not too far away, I'd say within the next 2 years, maybe even within the next year. One of the problems with, they don't want to deal with aggression. And the way we greet them right now is very aggressive.
Oh, sure.
We send our military out, and they fire upon them, and they just usually take the high road and just move on.
Funny, we send out these satellites to try to make communication and ask them to make themselves known, and then as soon as they come into our atmosphere, we try to blow them out of the sky.
Exactly. The game now is to blow them out of the sky, grab the technology, and use it in the war industry.
That's crazy.
And so, you know, people go, you know, people always ask me, well, how come they don't land, you know, on the White House lawn? And I just said, well, there's no intelligent life there. Why should they? they're looking for... People of integrity
is
what they're looking for.
If they can cross the galaxies to come to us, and they can get all the way across to us here in these crafts that they've built, can't they come up with something that can withstand a blast from these idiots, you know, running the government? And can't they, you know, can't they fry them?
There's nothing we can do about it. We have, where we live here, they, you know, they're very aware of the contacts going on here in the ships, and they actually brought in some hardware on the other side of the mountain. And we were sitting out here, and I was with actually two physicists at the time, and we saw what looked like a plasma weapon and some pulse lasers hitting one of these big golden ships as it came over, and it was coming from the ground. And it was our own people firing it at these ships, and the ship just got a little brighter and just kept going. And, you know, they hit it directly, and it didn't do anything to the ship at all. But to me, in the interest of national security, after you'd pull a stunt like that, you go, whoops. You know, maybe we better start talking to these guys, being that,
right,
you know, they're coming, you know, interdimensionally and interstellar, and they've probably got technology that could turn this planet into a cinder. And for us to be firing on them, I mean, the Canadian defense minister there and even the French defense minister both said, this is nuts. We have to stop this firing on these craft that are coming here, because they said it's about the most unconscious thing you can do. Nobody ever thought it through, you know, that you might...
I heard they're actually... they just had this on a special as well. It was on one of the UFO specials. They were talking that they think that they've got Tesla's death ray that they've been shooting up at these crafts as they come through. Because there's actual footage. And the death ray, Tim, is almost like a giant lightning bolt that we've been able to harness to use as a weapon. And they have some really crazy footage, but sure as hell looks like a lightning bolt will zip up out of this, off the ground into the sky towards a flying...
Yeah, I think it's that SDS footage. They have, you could see this craft come in, and then they fired this thing from the ground, and it went up, and the craft just moved out of the way.
Right.
But, yeah, that's our gig, you know. Our gig is to create the biggest, most powerful weapon we can, and knock down anything we don't understand and take it apart and use it to make more weapons. And you know, to me, that's about as unconscious as you can get.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Right now, you're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Our guest this evening is James Gilliland, and we'll be right back with more about aliens, their contact on the Earth, and a great little offer that we're going to have for you coming up after this.
Adopting aliens and giving them good homes since 1953. Just don't tell our landlord.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's Dave and Tim, shacking up in the darkness on the edge of town.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
I'm Teresa from White Bear Lake, and I needed to refinance my home and do it fast. I contacted a lot of mortgage companies that made promises and commitments that they just couldn't keep. Then I was referred to Keith Troutman. Keith was knowledgeable and worked fast. He listened to what I needed, and within 7 days, we closed on my loan. Other companies promised to save me up to $500 a month. Keith, however, found a program that was right for me and saves me over $1,300 a month. I would recommend Keith Troutman and Tri Minnesota Mortgage to anyone.
Thanks, Teresa. This is Keith Troutman, president and owner of Tri Minnesota Mortgage, and no matter what your situation is, we're here for you. We locate financing programs other brokers cannot. Most lenders use 10 to 20 investors to fund their loans. We have a national investor base of over 70 that ensures you'll get the best loan program available to meet your needs. Call me today at 952-223-5000. I know I can help. Right now, with qualifying loans, we are sending you on a 7-day cruise for two. Certain restrictions apply. Check out our website, cruiseatclose.com, for more details, or call 952-223-5000. That's 952-223-5000.
Women today are busier than ever, making it harder and harder to take care of ourselves. I'm Robin Leverton, owner of Ciao Bella Permanent Cosmetics in Brooklyn Park. We specialize in beautiful, natural-looking eyeliner, eyebrows, and lip color. We provide professional and personalized service in a sanitary environment. When you choose Ciao Bella, you are guaranteed the gentlest method available. I'll work with you one-on-one to help you achieve your desired look. We offer a full, rich color palette that will accentuate your natural beauty. If you have allergies to conventional makeup, suffer from hay fever, watery eyes, or the embarrassment of little or faint brow color, and you want a look that will stay fresh all day, every day, then we have the perfect solution for you. Time is a rare commodity, and with Ciao Bella Permanent Cosmetics, we help you take control of your time by giving you a low-maintenance, fresh appearance that you will love every day. Book your appointment by January 31st, and you will receive a 25% discount. You deserve to look your best, and at Ciao Bella, we want to help you. Call 612-306-4961. That's 612-306-4961.
If you read Tapster Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
I could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The smell of voodoo hangs in the air. Either that or Dave and Tim had the seven bean salad for dinner.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Welcome back to the darkness, or whatever is hanging in the air, on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. This is Dave Schrader along with me co-host Tim Dennis. Our guest this evening is James Gilliland, and James is in right outside of Mount Adams, Washington. Is that correct?
Well, it's actually Trout Lake, Washington. We're right at the base of Mount Adams.
Okay, right at the base of Mount Adams. Now, as we went to break, I got to tell you, James, now, and again, please take no offense at this, everything you've talked about sounds absolutely nuts. You sound like a lunatic, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I say that because, you know, if I was just tuning in, I would have the same kind of feel. Now, I had the opportunity to hear you a few weeks ago when you were on Art Bell's show. Uh-huh. And you had, was it a NASA engineer and a colonel? You had a bunch of different people on there validating these stories.
Oh, yeah.
About visiting your property. And the thing I thought was most impressive, and this is what I was alluding to, and I spoke to James about this prior to the show. What we would like to do, James, is arrange a trip for our listeners where we can maybe come down with 15 to 20 listeners, come out to your ranch sometime during the summer here, and take a look at the heavens with you and see what we can see.
That'd be great.
And that's what really impressed me most about you, because otherwise, I mean, you sound like a garden, you know, run-of-the-mill nut house talking about all this stuff. And again, I don't mean that offensively. Yeah. I hope you understand. But when you know, I mean, it's just you've heard this kind of crazy stuff forever. But that you can actually, you're willing to invite people out to see this. And I know you've got the photographs of the black helicopters flying over your property.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the army weaponry flying over you and checking stuff out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a real conspiracy theorist, you got to think there's something to what you're talking about here.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's not just some nut in the woods, you know, waxing poetic about
the
We've
had everything. I mean, we've had them bring equipment out here for psychotronics, and there's all kinds of weird beams and things originating from above us and on the hilltop on the other side. And we filmed so many black helicopters flying over us, it's just getting redundant. But, you know, we've had base commanders here, NASA people here. The people I brought on, Art Bell, were project managers for I'm not supposed to say which company, but it's a major aerospace engineering firm. And, you know, I brought an air traffic controller on. I mean, we've got over 3,000 eyewitnesses now, and these are professional people from all walks of life, and top physicists have come here, and the ships have put a nice little display on for them, and it totally rocked their world, you know, for about a week. They didn't know that. They had to reevaluate everything after having these experiences.
Great. Well, we definitely will put together a trip since you've made the offer and allowed us to do that with our guests. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've heard this and you have an interest in attending, I'm going to need you to email me at dave@darknessradio.com, and we'll start to arrange a time this summer when we can all go out and visit James and hang out on his ranch for a couple nights and take a look at the heavens and see what unveils itself for us. Now, if you have all this activity, aren't you ever afraid that they're going to come mess with you?
Not really. What's funny is once you've had a near-death experience and you've crossed over, that fear just kind of goes away.
You're not afraid of much else, huh?
No, I mean, once you get through the death thing, there's not too much more to be afraid of.
Well, I would think, too, and humor me on this, with the conspiracy theories, and I know that you believe that the government knows more than they want to tell us, and, you know, it sounds all X-Filesy. If you're having this much activity over your house, how come the government hasn't stepped in and taken you and your property and moved in there?
Well, one of the things with that is that once you go public like I had, I had every kind of problem you can think of, and it's still going on. There's still, like, harassment going on and things on a lower level, but, I mean, they do little things like strip your bank account and take your driver's license away and, you know, and create all these nice little liens, and, you know, your life goes to hell when you first start out, but the more problems I had and the more sabotage I experienced.
Are we talking about the government or ex-wives?
No.
Yeah, a little of both. But actually, I haven't been married. But it's you know, your life does go to hell. And with me, it's like the more problems I had and the more things happened, it just kind of inspired me to go even further with it. It really irritated me because I, I do believe that, you know, the public has a right to know, and you should be able to, you know, say what you've experienced. And, you know, this is a free country, and you know, all this other stuff is nonsense, and, you know, it needs to quit.
Do you ever question your own sanity at this? Have you ever seen something and you're just like, what the hell? Can this be real?
Constantly.
Okay.
I'm, believe it or not, I'm very grounded. Okay. I won't talk about anything I haven't experienced.
All right.
And I've heard a lot of stories out there, and this and that and everything, but, you know, I just put it in the interesting file, you know, this is a possibility until I've experienced it.
Well, let me ask you this. We've had, you know, if people go check out your website, again, it's at www.ecti.org. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. If they go check out your website, you know, I mean, you kind of have that mountain man, Grizzly Adams look going. You're out in the, you know, beautiful wild. You've got a 70 acres?
Yes.
70 acres out there. I mean, you seem like a real natural guy. I mean, are you doing drugs? Is that ever part of this? Does that help enhance you being able to see these things? And again, I'm not trying to be rude, but these are questions that I know the audience is thinking, is this guy high when he sees this stuff? You know, is it LSD?
Well, you know, I'll pee in a cup for anybody if they want to check it out.
I think we should put that on a t-shirt. I'll pee in a cup for anybody.
Yeah, because, you know, I haven't, you know, touched any drugs or anything else. I live a very wholesome, clean life.
Okay.
And, you know, as far as the, everything else that's going on here, there's nothing I don't talk about that we don't have a mountain of evidence to back it up. We have like 50 hours of footage of these ships landing and morphing from 1 to 3 or 4. And it's on DVDs on the site. You can actually get the DVDs that have these ships doing everything imaginable.
Well, now, see, that's the other problem. That's why I want to come out there with this, with a group of listeners to see this. Because, you know, with today's technology, I'm not very talented, and I can sit there and mess with Photoshop and Mac Editor and make a movie look like, you know, make me look handsome, hell. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, if I can pull that off, I should be able to pull off making UFOs on the screen.
Well, here's the thing about this is that if you have the footage and you have about 60 witnesses that are there at the time,
right,
to back up the footage. So you have the footage, and then you have the witnesses, and then you have the footage analyzed, and they're saying that is an object moving, you know, it's a certain distance away from the camera, you know, and these lights are putting off full spectrum light. It's not a halogen light or a sodium light or any kind of a man-made light. It's full spectrum. It has the whole gamut in it, so...
Do they make noises for you? Are they out there doing the boop, boop, boop?
Actually, on the site, there is the sound of a mothership that was hovering right over Portland State University, and you can go to the site. I don't know if you have the technology there at your station, but you could actually go to the site and click it and play it over the radio. It's pretty...
Unfortunately, I can't. We're a little archaic here at the station.
Yeah, it's a very deep, pulsing sound, and it goes along with the ship. We filmed a ship, and we actually got the sound from the ship, too.
I tell you what, James, we'll have you on a future show as we get closer to coming out there, and then we'll be able to play that sound over the air for listeners so they can actually hear it.
Yeah.
Now,
I think they played it over the Art Bell show, and it really shocked people when they heard it. It made them really sit up and listen.
Well, right, it's always silent. You always see the videos people take, and they're always just little lights and weird things. I know, I was just reading an article. Daniel Davidson, one of our listeners and good friends of the show, he supplies me with news articles each week about the paranormal, and they were just talking about that the big flying V that took place in Mesa, Arizona about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that story?
Phoenix lights.
Oh yeah, Phoenix. Was it Phoenix? Yeah, where it was. Everybody from all over.
The Phoenix lights.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody from all over could see this thing.
Oh yeah.
And they ended up the government swept it away, saying that they were unused flares that they had to fire off.
Yeah, I have that footage. Actually, I looked at that footage, and there is no possible way that's a flare, because these things hung around for hours, and then they went up and left. They ascended.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's still such a huge... As a matter of fact, there's some documentaries about that, too. I'll try to put a link up on the website at darknessradio.com in our chat boards. But there's a link that there's a couple documentaries and movies about that experience alone. That's one of the more amazing things I've ever seen, because they show people from all over the city, from different vantage points with their video cameras, videotaping the exact same thing, and its movements and hovering and consistency, exactly the exact same way. And the government at first denied that it was there, denied there was anything, and then said, oh, yeah, by the way, that well, they were just some flares. We couldn't land. This didn't make sense either. We couldn't land with these flares, so we had to fire them off. And it just so happened to make this strange pattern in the sky, which formed like a giant flying V and then ended up ascending to the heavens shortly thereafter.
Yeah, right over a major city, they dropped these incendiary devices, which really makes, that's really illegal for one thing.
Right, and, exactly.
You know, and plus you'd start burning houses down and, you know, start making fires with these things.
Look at all the problems that poor Dave Matthews had from dropping his his waste tank on a couple of people in a boat.
Yeah, I think that was up in this area somewhere. I think he's going over a river and flushing.
Yeah, right,
no,
exactly.
That's a UFO.
That's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, the government's okay. You know, they'll beat him up in court, but it's okay to drop flares over the major part of the city. That is strange. Now, have you had contact with the different forms? I know that you've dealt with the ultra-dimensional. Have you had visits from the Greys and from the lizard men? And
I've had two encounters with Greys.
And are they the lower form, would you say? Are they
they're lower.
Now, are they the ones doing the anal probes on all the good old boys? And
yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah. That was an agreement that was made, you know, with our government. That was a trade for technology.
We will give you our technology if we can check out the anal cavities of your hillbillies.
Exactly.
I don't know. Who the hell was the genius that signed that? President Reagan's like, well, all right.
I think I might have something in my colon.
So, you've had the contact with the Greys. Have they abducted you, or just...
You know, the experience I had is I was with another friend of mine, and we're up, way up on the mountain, up by Bench Lake, and we were camping out up there, and I was going to just do my own vision quest. A lot of times I take time and just go up into the mountains alone by myself, and I went with this other friend of mine, and I spend time sitting up on the mountain and just reevaluate, you know, where I'm going and things like that. And so I went up with him, and we had two separate tents, and I was in my tent, and he was in the next campsite over in his tent. All of a sudden, I started feeling the most ugliest energy you can experience, like impending doom or death or something just really bad. And it woke me up, and I just woke up, and I said, this is not mine. Where's this coming from? And I sat up, and here's this Gray standing in front of me. I know they like to experiment even with emotional energy and see how you react to this and that, you know, but it wasn't pretty. And this thing was standing there right in front of my tent, and then it just vanished. It backed away and vanished when it saw that I could break what it was doing. I could override, you know, the mental energy that it was projecting.
So are they around us all the time? They're just in a cloaked environment or what?
They seem to be just out of our frequency, and they can come in and out, and they have technology to cloak themselves.
So they can see us while they're cloaked.
Yeah, what was really interesting is up there, what happened is that I pushed this thing out, and then I heard my friend screaming in the tent next to me, and he was duking it out with them too, and I woke him up, and he had the exact same experience, you know, but he's having trouble overriding it. And then when we were coming back down the hill, I looked up and I saw this, it almost looked like a slit in the sky, and this Gray stuck his head around the corner and looked at us. And I grabbed my camera and I turned it up to try to film this thing, and the camera shut off.
Huh.
And I would turn back the other way and turn it on, and it worked fine. And as soon as I aimed up at this area, it would shut off. And I did it five or six times, and you know, they would not let that camera work, you know, so... They have some pretty interesting abilities to shut things down. I'm sure they could shut the car down, too, if they wanted.
Have they spoken to you?
You know, I didn't want to have anything to do with them after that experience.
Sure.
Some people have supposedly have good communications with them. I've seen over and over that people that have been working with the Greys have been misled, and they've been given a lot of misinformation, and they've been set up. You know, and they'll give them three or four things that are really true, and these people in good conscience would come forward and try to help and warn people and things, and then they'd set them up for a big one, you know, where...
Almost sounds like the way the government works.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? I mean,
Pretty much, misinformation,
they give you just enough to make you sound like you know what you're doing, and then they pull the plug on you?
Well, the thing about it is that like mind attracts like mind, and so the consciousness of our government at the time and the people there and everything else, that when these grays started making themselves known, was a very low consciousness. You know, they're very concerned in technology and for war and things like that, and that's still going on to a certain extent, but luckily a lot of people are waking up and realizing that, you know, they attracted the wrong kind of attention, you know, from the universe, and now it's time to start attracting the right kind of attention, the more spiritually and technologically advanced beings which are coming in right now.
And those are the ultra-dimensionals that you were referring to?
Yeah, that would be like the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, and the Sirians, and there's Arcturians, and there's several others. Quite a few groups.
Do they look like us?
Well, some look are really our ancestors, basically. You know, a lot of people don't understand this, but the supposedly myths or legends of Atlantis and Lemuria were actually Pleiadian colonies. And they did exist, and the Earth was colonized, and that drew a lot of different colonies from different star nations, which is why we have the different races here. And, you know, that's basically the real history of humanity, and a lot of people know this history, but they keep us with the old program going, you know, because they don't want to upset the apple cart, you know, with the religions and...
Well, I know. I read an article actually a couple of years ago that really fascinated me about the idea of how science and religion could coexist, and that there could be the Bible, and the Bible very well could be written from God from the planet that we originally came from. And the reason that we're finding dinosaur bones and things here, and why things aren't lining up with the story of creationism, is because the Bible doesn't actually talk about Earth. It talks about wherever else, or it starts from when we came to this Earth.
Yeah, you know, Jesus was probably the greatest quantum physicist that lived, you know. You know, he said some incredible things that people just did not have the understanding to get. And nowadays, you know, you look at all the new science and the new biology and the quantum physics and the things that he said, and it fits right in there. It fits perfectly. And
can you give us a few examples?
Well, you know, consciousness creating reality. You know, they're realizing that in the vibrational continuum, things move from consciousness to light to energy then to mass. And, you know, when you excite a physical object and raise its frequency up, it actually becomes energy. And when you excite the energy, it moves up the next notch into light, and basically light is conscious. And so they're, you know, and he's saying, as you believe, so it is, you know. So in a simple one-liner, you know, he's explaining the basis for quantum physics.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, the new biology is also proving that, too. For years, you know, the old Newtonian idea about the atom was that it's the sum of all these parts. And now when they look into the parts, you know, into the nucleus and into all the subatomic particles, they find out there really aren't any parts there at all. All there is a waveform that's there half the time. It's in and out of existence. It's a particle 1 minute, and it's a waveform the next, and so now they're realizing that the new quantum physics atom is really nothing. There's nothing there, and so when you look at these new breakthroughs, you might say, in physics, and you look at our lives, that basically we're choosing out of the field what we want to experience. And we magnetize people and events to us according to our consciousness. You know, and there is a collective consciousness that's generating things constantly around us that we're a part of, and that's what we have to break out of, this mass hypnosis or this herd consciousness, and get into the more expanded realities. And that's where we're going right now.
Well, I thank you for the input. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more with James Gilliland. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show on KLBB 1470 AM.
I am Greenblock 6, and when I am in your galaxy, I listen to Dave and Tim on the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Tri Minnesota Mortgage was founded on one simple principle: to be your complete mortgage resource. Keith Troutman and the experts at Tri Minnesota Mortgage will assist you with all your needs. They've built a reputation for client satisfaction and are devoted to making the mortgage process as easy as possible. You get to work with a broker that understands your needs. Finding the right loan is only the beginning. Tri Minnesota Mortgage will assist you every step of the way to ensure smooth sailing with personal one-on-one help. I'm Dave Schrader, the host of Darkness on the Edge of Town. When I bought my new home, I turned to Keith Troutman to help me. He made what could have been a very stressful time easy and painless. He was considerate and realizes that this is more than just a job to him. It's the future for you. I recommend them to my friends, and I'm happy to recommend them to you. To take the first step to a financially free tomorrow, call 952-223-5000 or visit them on the web at cruiseatclose.com. For a fresh start, no matter what your current situation, call Keith at Tri Minnesota Mortgage. That's 952-223-5000. As Keith says, it's your money. Keep more of it. That's Tri Minnesota Mortgage, 952-223-5000.
Howdy, this is Don Raleigh from Evolve Systems. Evolve Systems can't help you lose weight. We don't know anything about diamonds, and we can't help you save a boatload of money on your car insurance. What we can do is help you with your merchant processing. We work with small businesses to provide credit card processing, debit card processing, gift cards, and check acceptance. Whether you need a point-of-sale system, a credit card terminal, or want to accept payments over the internet, Evolve Systems will work with your small business to find the right solution for your merchant processing needs. Ask us how you can get a free copy of QuickBooks 2006. You can reach us at 651-628-4000 or on the internet at www.evolve-systems.com. Now you have a friend. Well, not yet. But give us a call at 651-628-4000 and we can chat. Evolve Systems, where we help you to manage change. This is Don Raleigh. Cheers.
If you, read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
I could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This show is so frightening, it'll scare the pants off you.
Beat it.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
On second thought, maybe you should just keep them on.
You'd be amazed how often I hear that.
Welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town with Tim Dennis and Dave Schrader.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. This is your host, Dave Schrader, along with me, my co-host and producer, Tim Dennis, Robin the phone girl manning our lines out there, and our guest this evening is Mr. James Gilliland, and James is on the line talking to us about aliens and higher being life forms that he's been in contact with. Now, let me ask you, we alluded earlier that we're, well, not alluded, we said we're going to come out there and visit you sometime this summer and do a little tour. What are the, if you were a betting man, what are the odds we're going to see something?
Well, if you've got clear skies and you're here for two or three nights, I would say probably 90% on up.
That's what interests me. That's why I was kind of playing up a little bit earlier, talking about how nuts you sound on this, because when you just hear these allegations being thrown out, and you know what I'm talking about. You've heard all the conspiracy theorists on Art Bell that have nothing to back up what they say except for some blurry pictures and they can't ever produce. But then here's a guy... James is inviting you out, giving us a chance to come out and witness this for ourselves. That's what's really amazing to me, coming out here and getting the chance to actually live the experience.
And now, that's the most important part, is that people experience it themselves, and then it is their own experience. And, you know, I tell people, don't take my word for anything. Come out and have your own experience.
Now, let me ask you, you said that things are going to be changing. There's a shift. Are you familiar with indigo children?
Yes.
Okay. For those people that aren't, indigo children are kind of almost like the new X-Men. Wouldn't you say it's children that are evolving and have abilities far beyond those of mortal men. They're able to sense other people's emotions and feelings, read minds. They're just on a higher plane. Do you feel that that's what's going on with these ultra-dimensionals? Are these indigo children coming forth as our saviors? I mean, is that what you foresee?
It's part of it. In a way, what's happening is that there's a lot of souls that are coming in that are extremely advanced, and they're coming in from higher planes and dimensions, and they're not asleep. As most people, when you come in here and you start building your ego and developing, your body for this world, you forget everything, of the past. Well, these kids are coming in that are awake, and they have full memory, and they have memory of the gift, you might say, the sacred senses that come with it. You know, they're clairvoyant, they're clairsentient, they feel things, they hear, other messages from higher dimensions and things. So a lot of them have some pretty incredible talents and abilities. You know, some of them can actually move things, and you're going to see a lot of that going on. And as they come in, because we live in this sea of consciousness, they affect the collective consciousness of humanity, and they're like conduits or they're batteries for this higher consciousness and energy, and they're like little transmitters, and it's going out into the whole collective consciousness, helping all humanity.
Now, do you deal with these ultra dimensionals? Do they come to you and talk? I mean, is it, or you've just seen them?
I've had two encounters face to face with them.
Okay, we've got about 5 minutes. If you could tell us a little bit about them, I'm sure the listeners would love to hear.
Well, the ones, the Palladians, are the first ones that I encountered, that I had a physical encounter with, and they're exquisitely beautiful. They're very refined human, you might say. And they're actually our ancient ancestors. Their base comes from Lyra or Lyrian, and then they came from that system, and they colonized the Pleiades, the Hades and Orion system, and from there they came to Earth, Mars, and another planet that they called Melona, or other people have different names for it. The other planet is now the asteroid belt. It was blown to bits. But Mars was also inhabited too as well, but it lost its atmosphere in the explosion, that was the end of that.
Sure.
But that's why they're finding all these artifacts on Mars. You know, there are structures on Mars. You know, it was inhabited, and they're going to find a lot of underground things there as well.
What was your experience with the Palladians? What did they do or say to you?
You know, they're very concerned with our consciousness here on the planet. They want us to rise in consciousness and clean up our environment and start living a more wholesome, loving, spiritual way of life. They're very, very advanced beings, and they care deeply for all life, and they serve creation. There's no bennies in it for them. You know, they're not here to take anything or anything else. They're just here on pure service mode.
See, this almost sounds like what we would call angels.
I'd say they're pretty close.
Okay.
When you experience one, the love that exudes from them is just overwhelming. I mean, you just fall in love with them immediately.
Do they, I mean, what are the chances we'd get to meet a Palladian if we come out to see you?
You know, I wouldn't say very good.
Can you put out the invitation, James? Who do I got to contact?
Yeah, it's not that easy.
I'll buy the hot wings.
Yeah. I tell you what happened with me is that in the very beginning, after I had the first contact, they said that it wouldn't be happening anymore. And I asked them why, and they said, well, as soon as you go public, we'll have to back off. And they wanted me to go public and start talking about what's going on because they're very concerned about the condition of the Earth here, you know, the environment and our consciousness and with all the wars and where we're going. And, they wanted to get that message out that, you know, there's a better way of doing things.
And can they read more about this message on your website?
Yes,
All right, and again, that's www.ec, E-T-I, is it?
Yeah, okay. ECETI.org.
And you can read all about this. You can see actual photographs and some video and sounds there of the alien crafts that have made themselves known. You think it's... I know 2006 and 2012 are two of the big numbers coming up here. Are we going to have some contact this year that's going to be world known? Not just somebody filming something?
Yeah, it's happening already. They've been flying over major cities. They flew over a lot of major cities in Canada. And in Mexico, they're just like everywhere in Mexico. There's so much incredible footage coming out of Mexico.
How about that over the Vatican? Was that faked footage? Did they ever find that out? During the Pope's funeral, shortly after they announced his death, there was a photograph, and I believe it was shown on like CNN or one of those channels, where there was a craft flying in the sky.
I heard about that, but I never saw it. I'd have to see it. You know, I can pretty much tell what kind of craft it is or who's on it a lot of times.
Well, you know what? We're out of time for this evening, James, but you're a fascinating guest. You're a great guy and love talking with you. Would you come back on the show with us again?
Oh, I'd love
in the
to
future?
Come back.
Great. We'd love to chat with you, and let's definitely plan to get together with you this summer with some of the listeners. Again, if you want to get involved in that trip, please email me as soon as you can at dave@darknessradio.com. And if you'd like to contact James or you have questions or photographs of UFOs, things that you've seen that you'd like some input on, I'm sure James would be happy to look over whatever you have. Is that right, James?
Yes.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Every Sunday night, we're on live from 10 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. Again, our show is replayed on the internet, usually by Monday or Tuesday. You can pick up the show on the website so that you can listen in and share it with your friends. We make it available in MP3 format as well. If you have any ideas or insights or guests that you'd like to see, you can email either tim@darknessradio or dave@darknessradio. Next week, we've got a local psychic and medium and a Reiki master and healer by the name of Jesselyn Devereaux who will be in the office here on the air with us to talk to us about healing and about energy and how we can fix ourselves and make our lives better. She's also going to talk to us about an upcoming event called the Meet the Healers, Meet the Psychics Day that'll be taking place in Minnesota on April 1st. We'll also have in hypnotherapist Susan Just, who will be here to talk to us about past life regression, also on hand to talk to us about things like soul release and spirit release. I hope you remember to tune in, and please tell your friends about us. And for those of you that are tuning in on the radio and you'd like to learn more about the paranormal, check out our website at www.darknessradio.com and click on the discussion tab. We have a bulletin board and forum there. We'd love to have you be a part of our bulletin board and show. Thank you again for tuning in to Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.